Hey, what is up, Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian LoFermento here, host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And this is a very quick Action Saturday episode that is going to be so easy for you to complete because the good news is the work is already done by other people for this action. You can merely just click some things because today's Action Saturday episode is all about clicking some competitors' ads. Now, I want you to do this really intentionally. When it comes to clicking your competitors' ads, well, actually, to really back up for a second here, one of the core parts of this action that makes it so productive is that if someone or a company is paying for ads, then typically it means that it's working. And when I say it's working, it means that typically when they spend $10, they make more than $10 back, or extrapolate that out. They spend $100, they make more than $100 back. They spend $1,000, they make more than $1,000 back. And so that's why that is a goldmine of clues. That's why we always say success leaves clues. So if you want to start picking up some of those clues from your competitors, what offers are converting, what marketing funnels are converting, what messaging is converting, what pain points are they including in their messaging, what are all of these things that are working for other companies and competitors in your space? Well, this is a way to get some of those valuable insights without you needing to actually spend your hard-earned money to experiment with ads. Leverage the stuff that's already working for your competitors. So what I love to do, I am a chronic ad clicker. I love clicking other companies' ads. I love reading the ads. I love seeing what the ad creatives, which means the images, the videos. I love seeing what they're using for that. I pay very close attention to the words that they're using, the messaging, the positioning. Then when I click those ads, I ask myself, okay, where is it that they're sending people? What does this page convey to me? What is it that's on offer? And remember, something that's on offer could be something that's free. I'm interested in what are their lead magnets. When I opt in, I'm interested. What does their email automation look like? What does their onboarding sequence look like? What is it that they're trying to upsell me towards? What's their price point? What's their messaging and positioning? All of these things. I'm constantly assessing real life data from my competitors that I know is working because they are spending hard earned money to continue to run those ads. And so that's why for you and I, it's very easy to tap into this treasure trove of data because you can just fire up Facebook, fire up Instagram, fire up YouTube. And I use YouTube Premium, for example, so I don't see ads when I'm on YouTube, but I will often go incognito on YouTube. I'll go to some entrepreneurial related YouTube content and I'll see who is paying for ads on YouTube. And then I'll watch those ads. I'll click those ads. It gives me new ideas for that messaging, for that positioning, for new offers, for new lead magnets, for new angles. There's so many creative things that are being done out there because you have to get creative. And at the same time, you really have to master the fundamentals in order to have a successful ad campaign. So today's Action Saturday, it's actually quite fun, I think for sure. This is my very biased opinion, but really this Action Saturday is all about just scrolling through social media, going to places where other people advertise, namely the big ones. It's really easy. It's just Facebook, Instagram, and if you want to do Google and YouTube, you can do that, but Facebook and Instagram will show you so many ads. So fire up those apps, scroll through your newsfeed. Instead of ignoring those ads, actually start clicking those ads. But don't just click them. Click them with intention. Pay attention. Look for the patterns. Look for the insights that you can leverage for your own business, for your own offers, for your own marketing, for your own sales processes. Because there's a lot of data out there and we can guess on a lot of things, but the easiest way is to tap into what's already working because success always leaves clues. That's it from me in today's Action Saturday episode. I'm so excited to see you right back here, same place, same time tomorrow with yet another Solo Sunday episode. So pound that subscribe button and I'll see you here tomorrow.